The context for our work. To provide some context for our new plan, we have provided some information about some of the important local, national, and international things we are already committed to. United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD. The UNCRPD is an international human rights treaty. The UNCRPD aims to promote, protect, and ensure the full and equal enjoyment of human rights and freedoms by all people with disability. Through Australia's commitment to the UNCRPD, we share responsibility for ensuring the rights of people with disability. Australia's Disability Strategy 2021 to 2031. Australia's Disability Strategy 2021 to 31 says all Australians should ensure people with disability can participate as equal members of society. Australia's Disability Strategy 2021 to 31 is a plan for continuing to improve the lives of people with disability in Australia. We have signed the Australia's Disability Strategy 2021 to 31, which says we agree with the values of respect, inclusion and equality, and are committed to supporting every Tasmanian to achieve, to have a fair go, and to have real choices. Tasmania's Disability Strategy 2025 to 2027. The Tasmania's Disability Strategy 2025 to 2027 is a short-term plan to build inclusive policies and practices across Tasmanian government agencies. The strategy is aligned with Australia's Disability Strategy. Tasmania's Disability Strategy will be replaced by the Tasmanian Disability Inclusion Plan when the plan is finalised. Tasmania's Department of Health Disability Health Strategy. The Disability Health Strategy provides a roadmap for the Department of Health to improve the delivery of high-quality, accessible health services for all people with disability in Tasmania. Through the strategy, the Department of Health is working to improve how healthcare is provided to people with disability in Tasmania and how their families and carers, advocates, and providers of disability support are engaged. The strategy, which is informed by community consultation with the Tasmanian disability community, will be implemented through a series of action plans that will outline a range of actions the department will deliver against each of the priority areas. The priority areas include providing quality health services, improving the accessibility of health services, empowering decision-making, building the health workforce, and improving information systems and processes. Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability, Disability Royal Commission. The Disability Royal Commission investigated preventing and better protecting people with disability from experiencing violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation. Achieving best practice in reporting, investigating and responding to violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation of people with disability. Promoting a more inclusive society that supports people with disability to be independent and live free from violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation. On 31st of July 2024, we published our response to the Disability Royal Commission's 222 recommendations. Tasmanian government departments are taking the lead in responding to specific Disability Royal Commission recommendations. However, it is the responsibility of every area of the Tasmanian government and the Tasmanian community to act on what people with disability told us through the Royal Commission. NDIS Review. The NDIS Review Final Report, working together to deliver the NDIS, made 26 recommendations to improve the NDIS. Australian and state and territory governments have agreed to work together to make changes to the NDIS to improve the experience of participants and make the NDIS one part of a system of different supports for people with disability. Jointly design and commission foundational supports. Foundational supports will help people with disability, for example, by providing information or referrals to services or supporting children who might have delays or disability through early intervention. The Tasmanian government is working with the Australian government and other states and territories to design foundational supports. Closing the gap. The National Agreement on Closing the Gap sets out how Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and governments will work together to make life better for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The Disability Sector Strengthening Plan under Closing the Gap lists priorities and actions to deliver better outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with disability. The Disability Sector Strengthening Plan is aligned with Australia's Disability Strategy 2021-31. National Disability Advocacy Framework. The National Disability Advocacy Framework 2023-2025 is a plan to make it easier for people with disability to access advocacy services and to improve consistency of advocacy services across Australia. The National Disability Advocacy Framework 2023-2025 is an associated plan under Australia's Disability Strategy 2021-2031.